Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the book of 1 John. We're in the second chapter. And the last two or three episodes, we've looked at verses 15, 16, and 17. And I want to read those just very carefully, very slowly, but without saying anything, to set the context for what is said in subsequent verses, okay? So here we go. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also is lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. So now he continues in the verse 18. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. This is the verse that actually gives the word Antichrist to some things. And he's saying this, folks, it's the last hour. Well, how did he know it was the last hour? Because many Antichrists have appeared. Antichrist means simply one who is against Christ. Okay? And there are many, many, many Antichrists, many folks who are against Christ. There is one Antichrist who is coming, the ultimate one who will be against the Lord Jesus Christ, the man of lawlessness. Okay? We know that he is coming, and he says, you've heard that he's coming. But he's not saying here that he's come yet. He's saying, no, there's many Antichrists have appeared. And by that, we know it is the last hour. Now, that phrase last hour just gives the idea that, folks, there's some things that are happening timing-wise here. We know from our perspective that we are some 1,900 years removed from the time that this was written. And we're thinking, boy, this last hour is a long hour, right? Well, we know some things. We know in Hebrews that we are described as being in the last days because it says that when Jesus put on the form of flesh and he was born, when he came into the world, that that was the last days. Okay, the last days. So it's interesting to see how these different phrases have different meanings and different nuances based upon the context here. So he's telling him, you know this is going to happen. But watch what he says in the next verse. So verse 18, he says, you know that there's many antichrists. Many have appeared. By this we know that it's the last days. In verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. What in the world is that saying? Particularly because it starts off in verse 19 there with the word they. Who's they? Well, the context is what? He's speaking of Antichrist in the previous verse. Remember, there's no versification or chapter division or anything like that in the original writing. So let me read them all together. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now, many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us. Who is they? Well, the they apparently are the ones that he's calling Antichrist, the ones who are against Christ. And that's the picture that he's saying right here. There are some people that had been with them. There are some people that had been among them, but they were not really of them. Well, how do they know that? How did John know that they weren't really of them? He says, I know that because they left. If they had remained with us, then we would have known that they were of us. Now, this is not talking about church membership, okay? Not at all. As a matter of fact, I have a dear friend that experienced this in her life many decades ago, that when she moved to a different part of the country, and left her church where she was previously, and then joined another church of a different kind of church, that first church absolutely ostracized her, absolutely wrote her off. said, you are not of us. You're not of the true faith because you're not of this particular belief and this particular denomination anymore. Okay? It's not talking about that type of foolishness because that's all that is. That's just foolishness. He's saying this, they went out from us, but they were not really of us. He's speaking of these that are against Christ. The Antichrist had come out, had been there. You see this in Hebrews a lot. Had come, had participated, had shared in some things, had participated in some things, but they really were not of them. Because he says this, if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. If they had been true believers, they would have remained as true believers. It doesn't mean, again, that you remain as a member of this church, that you remain a member of our group and this and that. No, that they would have been believers. But he said they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. We have this happening today. Okay, we have this happening today within the body of Christ in all sorts of ways. It's not so much that they're moving out, but they are separating from the truth of the Word of God and demanding the right to stay in, demanding the right to be a part of a group, demanding a right to remain while disbelieving and propagating and going against, propagating their lies and going against the truth of the Word of God. And they're saying, if you don't let us stay here, then you're not being inclusive. Then you're being hateful. Then you're not being loving. You know, I always use the example, I've probably shared it a couple times here already. It's like this, that somebody wants to be a part of the body of Christ and they come, they say, yeah, I believe that Jesus is Messiah. I believe he's a God, but I'm a thief. I'm a thief. This is how I make my living. I'm a thief. And I'm going to continue being a thief. Yeah, I've repented. I've confessed. I believe that Jesus is God. Yeah, but I'm going to be a thief. And not only am I going to be a thief, I want to be on your finance committee. And not only that, I want to be the chairman of the finance committee and the treasurer of the church. And if you don't let me do that, then you're being hateful, you're being bigoted, and you're not inclusive. Well, most of us would go, well, that's sort of dumb and stupid. Exactly. Exactly. We don't come before the Lord retaining our particular sins that we want to, declaring that he loves me anyway, and I want to remain this way, and that you are in right relationship. No, you are not in right relationship with God. What he's saying about these folks is if they had been truly saved, they would have remained with the body. Okay, they would have stayed there with them. They would not now be moving out and be anti-Christ. Now, let me hasten to say this. Too often when people leave and something happens or they feel like they're supposed to leave, people come along and say, well, they must not really be saved because they're not a part of our body. No. The Lord moves people about all the time to make sure that we are in the correct geography where we belong. Sometimes it is a geographical location. Sometimes it's the portion of the body of Christ where the Lord wants you at this moment and at this time. I dare say that many of us are going through those kind of situations right now, saying, Lord, exactly where is it you want me? Are you wanting me to remain right here? Okay. Are you wanting me to be the light in this darkness right here? It probably is, you know. Are you wanting me to be somewhere else? What he's saying in this passage here, the Spirit through John, is that, you know what? In these last days, in these last hours, there's going to be many antichrists. There are going to be many that will resist. And one of the ways that you can tell that they are not of us is by the fact that they do not remain in us. They do not remain in Christ. If someone is not in Christ, they are by definition against Christ. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I will see you the next episode.